Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I want to welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you. We bless your name. We magnify you for yet another day in our lives. Thank you, Lord, that yesterday we went to bed, you woke us up this morning. Thank you for building your wall of protection round about us, not allowing us to be a prey in the mouth of the predator. We say glory, honor, adoration be unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for all the past brokers, for all the souls that have been won to your kingdom, for all those whom your word have inspired, for those whom your word have been able to lift up. And we say glory be unto your holy name. Everlasting Father, we commit today's broadcast into your holy hands and pray, Lord, that indeed you will breathe upon it. That indeed, as your people listen to it, Lord, they will experience a total transformation in every area of their lives, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. I am very, very excited to be with you once again. And I pray that indeed the Almighty God will do something extraordinary in your lives as you listen to this message in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'm going to be sharing with you what I titled, No More Hopelessness. No more hopelessness in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. That vision that you have had that it seems to be dead, the Lord will bring it back to life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to use a text from John chapter 9, verse 1 to 12. John chapter 9, 1 to 12. Actually, at your own convenience, try and read the whole chapter. John 9, reading from verse 1 to 12. He said, Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth, and his disciple asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God be revealed in him. I must work the work of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can walk. As long as I am in this world, I am the light of the world. When he has said this thing, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated saint. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Therefore the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, Is not this he who sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. He said, I am he. Therefore they said to him, How were your eyes opened? And he answered and said, A man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and I received sight. Then they said to him, Where is he? He said, I do not know. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of Jesus. As I said earlier, try as much as possible to read the whole chapter. There are key things I want us to learn from this passage. The Bible says that now as Jesus was passing by, Jesus was even just passing by. Jesus never wasted time. He said he must do the work of his Father. In that verse, he said, I must work the work of him who sent me. While it is day, the night is coming when no one can walk. Brothers and sisters, there is a time for everything. The Bible tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, he said, To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under the earth. There was a time for that man to be healed, And Jesus was there to perform that miracle in the life of that man. If that man was not there at that material time, that man would have missed his ordained blessing. I pray that on your day of your miracle, you will not be missing. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that man has been ordained by God before he was even born, that on that particular day, at that particular time, he was going to meet with our Lord Jesus Christ, and our Lord Jesus Christ was going to give him back his sight, and he got it on that day. You will not miss your blessing. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, he was there. He met with our Lord Jesus. Every one of us, there is a blessing that God has ordained for us. There is a time for it. And that time, if you are not there, that person will miss it. You will not miss your blessings again in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I also want you to know that that man was a recipient of the mercies of God. He got what he did not even pray for. He got what he did not even bargain for. As far as that man is concerned, he was born blind, and even him and his parents have already accepted their faith that, oh, somebody that is born blind is not going to see. But what happened? Our Lord Jesus Christ showed him mercy. He showed him mercy. He was able to receive his sight. The Lord will show you his mercy in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to the Bible in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8, reading from verse 28, he said, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." For those who love God, can it be said that you love him? Because, you see, oftentimes you want to quote the first part of this passage and say that all things work together for good, but you forget the fact that it's for those who love God. Can it be said that you love God? If you love him, then you know that everything will work for your good, because he's always steps ahead of you. He's always ahead of you, clearing the way for you. Though situation may appear hopeless. In the case of this man, his situation was hopeless. It was hopeless to his family. It was hopeless. But our Lord Jesus Christ stepped in. And when he stepped in, he gave him his sight. He was able to see. That hopeless situation in your life has come to an end. Because why? The Almighty God, the one who can reverse the irreversible, the one who can make the impossible possible, he has stepped into your situation in the mighty name of Jesus. He will give you victory. He will give you songs of joy, song of rejoicing in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I also want you to know, brothers and sisters, that not all life's experiences can be explained by man. The disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ were asking what happened. Is it this man that sinned? Is it his parents that sinned? And Jesus said, no. None of them, but that the name of God may be glorified. Don't begin to ask questions that you cannot answer. The Bible, in the book of Job, God speaking to Job, in Job 38, reading from verse 4, he said, "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding, who determined its measurement? Surely you know, or who stretched the line upon it? To what were its foundation fastened, or who laid its cornerstone?" Brothers and sisters, why don't you just leave it to God to do? Why don't you leave it to God to do? Your own role is to pray. Your own role is to thank him. Your own role is to tell people about him and let him sort you out. He will sort you out. He has done it in the past, and your situation will not be impossible for him. He will do it for you as he has done it. His antecedents speak for him. He who made this man who was born blind to see is ready to make that hopeless situation hopeful for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing we can learn from this passage is that Jesus saved us even before we knew him. They asked this man, "Who was it that healed you?" He said, "I don't even know him. I don't even know him." He came to this world to save us from our sins. He came to this world to reconcile us back to the Father, even before we knew him. He died on the cross of Calvary so that you and I can be saved, so that you and I can be restored. He is the one who restores. He is our restorer. He is our redeemer. And that was what he did for this man. He saved him. He saved him from himself. He never knew him. He didn't know who healed him, but Jesus healed him. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is calling you. If you do not know him, you are in a state of blindness. You are spiritually blind until you have an encounter with our Lord Jesus Christ. When this man had an encounter with Jesus, he got back his sight. He was no longer the blind person. Brothers and sisters, are you in a state of confusion? Are you so confused you don't even know what to do? Why don't you seek Jesus? Why don't you seek him? When you have him, it will open your eyes. You will begin to see things that you do not know. He tells us in the book of Jeremiah 33 verse 3. He said, call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things, mysteries that you do not know. Brothers and sisters, the only way out of that confusion, the only way out of that state of blindness is to embrace our Lord Jesus Christ. Go to him and indeed it will save you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We can also see from this passage that obedience is the catalyst for life of the miraculous. If you want the life of miraculous, you must be obedient. The Bible tells us in the book of John chapter 14, verse 15, our Lord Jesus Christ speaking. He said, if you love me, keep my commandment. Brothers and sisters, you cannot say you love Jesus and you are doing things your own way. You have to do it in his way. If you do it in his way, then it shows that you love him. 1 Samuel 15:22. He says, so Samuel said, as the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to eat than the fat of rams. Brothers and sisters, this man, Jesus sent him out. Say, go and wash yourself. Go and wash your face. And he did that. And as a result of that, he got back his sight. Jesus is telling you, he's sending you out. Say, go out and preach the gospel. Go out and tell the people about the goodness of God. Go out and evangelize. Win souls for his kingdom. And as you do so, that thing that you have lost, that thing that you are looking for, is ready to give unto you. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Brothers and sisters, is an instruction. It's a commandment from our Lord Jesus Christ. Say, go forth. So, brothers and sisters, Jesus is ready to do it for you too. Go out and see what he's going to do for you. I also want you to know that whoever Jesus touches, he rewrites that person's story. You can see there in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 6. He said, the Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and brings up. The Lord makes poor, he makes rich. He brings low and he lifts up. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from the ash heap to set them among princes and make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the word upon them. Brothers and sisters, he is the one who can promote you. Promotion does not come from the east or from the west. Promotion comes from the Lord. Brothers and sisters, seek after this God. Seek after him. Do that which he has commanded you to do, and which is that go forth and win souls for his kingdom. And as you do so, the Almighty God is ready to do it for you in the name of Jesus. That helpless situation, he will turn it around for you. You cannot depend on man. Man cannot help you. In the book of Psalm 146 verse 3 says, do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help. Put your trust in God. Put your trust in Jesus and see that which he's going to do for you. Are you listening to me this morning? And you are not even sure you have been saved. I want to give you this wonderful and glorious opportunity. And just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you alone I will serve for all the days of my life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children, that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. write their names in the book of life in the mighty name of Jesus. For everyone that have listened to this broadcast, the healing hands of God will touch you today. Affliction, diseases will not dwell in your body in the mighty name of Jesus. The Almighty God will perform His wonders. That hopeless situation will be turned around in the mighty name of Jesus. You will rejoice. You will celebrate. You will be celebrated. He will perfect that which concerns you. He will take you higher and higher in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be concerning you, concerning your family, in the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.